Let's speak to Christine. Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
Christine, I'm mad keen to find out where exactly you are, because I could do with you and people like you in my own garage. I can fix nothing. You're with the Repair Cafe. Now, the Repair Cafe has been around for a little while. I think it dropped out for the summer and it's back up and running again. But for those who've never heard of it before, first of all, tell us where you are.
Well, we are all over the place. We are a kind of pop-up event that happens about once a month in Belfast. And what happens is people who have practical fixing skills, the people you need in your garage, Frank, and I need in my house as well, they offer their time and their skills, and they come along and volunteer to help people fix their broken things for free. So we get together about once a month. We move around different parts of the city so that more people have an opportunity to get stuff repaired, to get involved, to find out more about it. And we love to work with lots of different partners as well. So our next event is this Saturday, actually, and it's going to be in C.S. Lewis Square. Just on the Newton Orange Road there. So we're really excited to be there. We've never held a repair cafe and a marquee before. So that'll be a first for us as well. And just see what people bring along and what we can get back in action for them.
Is this part of a festival? Is it the East Belfast Festival, something like that? Is that why there's a marquee there?
So the Conswarder Greenway team are organising a Green Living Festival that's happening mainly on the Sunday. There's things going on across the weekend. So they just invited us to come and use their space on the Saturday morning, which would be our normal time to meet up. So that worked out really well.
Okay, so now I've got a handle on where you are. You're popping up in a variety of places. You weren't doing it during the summer, I think, because people are off on holiday and so on. But you're back in vogue now. And you can fix what? Have I brought my lawnmower? Could you fix it?
Well, I personally can fix very little. And that was part of my motivation for wanting to start the repair cafe, because I, like you, had some broken things around the house. And I just felt frustrated that, you know, maybe for want of quite a simple repair, they would have to be thrown out and replaced. And it just seemed very wasteful. So I kind of put the word out and saw who else was interested. And lo and behold, we have these amazing skills in our community, and people just came out of the woodwork who can do all kinds of repairs. So we tend to have at our events, we've got bike repairers, and we've got some extra bike repairers coming along this weekend from Sustrans and helping people get their bikes back in action. So that's really fantastic. We've got a great sewing team who can turn their hand to clothes and cushions and bean bags and bags and all those kinds of things that can be repaired by hand sewing or with sewing machines. We've got a great team of electrical fixers, so they can tackle your household gadgets, your IT and devices, and also like mechanical problems. You know, if something's not turning right or something's not moving right within a machine, they can take a look at it and see if it can be repaired easily. And then, I mean, our fixers, they're just such a fantastic team of people who are really curious and really interested in a challenge. So we sort of say, you know, take a punt, come down with whatever you have, toys. We get the odd heirloom antique doll that we try and help with. And, you know, they'll have a look at anything, really, if you can bring it down. It's hard to say whether we'll be able to fix it or not until we see what's wrong and what's involved in the repair. But we'll give it a good go. And the other thing we've got this time, and that we are frequently able to work with the team at Tools for Solidarity, and they are experts in really fixing up tools and sharpening them, and also in sewing machine repairs. It's what they do all the time. They take donations of second-hand tools, fix them up, and ship them out to people in Africa who are setting up small businesses. So they're also lending their skills to people here in Belfast who might want to get your kitchen knives or your garden shears sharpened. But we've certainly fixed lawnmowers before. We had a great occasion when we were up in Dunkern Gardens working with the Love Works Cooperative, and somebody bought a big old petrol lawnmower just at the start of the summer, just at the start of the grass cutting season, and it wasn't working at all. And there was loads of hustle and bustle and people enjoying the buns and the coffee and the cafe while they were waiting to get something fixed and other repairs going on. And suddenly this petrol lawnmower, you know, erupted into life because it had been repaired, and this big cheer went up from the whole hall spontaneously because everyone knew what had happened and knew it was back an accident was working again, and everyone was just delighted. And there was that sense of kind of, we're all there for a common reason and a common purpose, and to help each other get our stuff back up in action.
Yeah, and this is important. It is about helping others. There isn't a charge for the repair, but understandably, if people did want to make a donation towards the ongoing success of the project, it would be no surprise that donations could be forthcoming. And there's also a cafe element to it where tea and buns will be on sale, and you'd be expected to put your hand in your pocket, buy a cup of coffee, buy a bun or two. Is that the way that the wheels turn?
The way we like to think of it is, it's pay as you feel. You know, we'd never want you know, a lack of money in your pocket to be a barrier to getting something fixed or to coming along. And sometimes people come down if they've got nothing to repair, just to see what it's all about, you know, and soak up the atmosphere. And in a way, it looks like it's all about fixing things. It is, but it's also about bringing people together and creating a lovely atmosphere. And people are sharing their skills and they're learning new stuff and they're meeting each other. And I think both the volunteers and the visitors get a lot out of that. So yeah, a donation is always welcome to cover the costs that we have. We're primarily, you know, we're all volunteers, and we're a volunteer run organisation. So the money does help us kind of sort out the logistics and insurance and all those things. But we want it to be, you know, what people want to give, and it kind of, yeah, okay, in response to the experience they have on the morning.
Yeah. So, and you need to be insured to do this, but you're not held. I think there's some rule, isn't there, with regards to if someone fixes something and it turns out to be not working very well, when you go home, you can't come back and sue.
Well, we hope that you wouldn't. certainly.
But you do sign something, don't you? You sign something if you're getting
We offer our help. But yeah, basically we're there as a goodwill gesture helping each other, aren't we? And we sort of we can't make any guarantees that your repair is going to work when you go home. It's not like a professional repair service, though our fixers have some really great expertise, and many of them are professionals or were professionals.
Yeah. Do you worry at all about fixing electrical stuff in case something goes wrong with it when they go home?
Well, obviously we take good care, and we, you know, we have our health and safety sorted out, and we're using our common sense as well about whether something is safe to tackle. But I would say that, you know, sometimes people come down and they don't know what's wrong with their item, and we're sometimes they, you know, they get a bit of advice that actually that is dangerous to use, and you really shouldn't, you know, that needs to kind of be disposed of, and they're better off in that situation because they have that knowledge that they didn't maybe have to start with.
Absolutely. You need someone to tell you, listen, that is the end of the road for that, and that's all part of the good advice. I love the idea of it, I really do.
That can be really freeing as well, if you hate to get rid of stuff, to be told that really this is not repairable. It can kind of release you to go on and move on from that item. And, you know, we've managed to fix about 2/3 of everything, which is brought down, which is fantastic. But when we can't fix it, usually we can offer some advice about maybe, you know, what's needed. Maybe there's a part that's required, or maybe there's something else that people can do, or another service they can take it to if it can't be managed on the morning, if maybe specialist tools are needed. So there's, like, it's rare that we can do nothing for you. At least you can maybe get a wee bit more information about the problem.
Okay, and the idea is you arrive with your bits of kit that you want fixed. You get in a queue. You go to the most relevant expert. He or she fixes that for you. If you have a second thing you want fixed, you go back in the queue again. That's the way it plays out, isn't it?
Well, we ask people, particularly when we're busy, just to choose one item to kind of put forward for a period of time, and that means that everybody can get something seen and nobody's sort of got 5 or 6 things that everyone else is waiting behind in the queue. We don't have a physical queue. People are, you know, that's where the cafe comes into its own, because it's lovely to just sit and chat to other people. We've got board games there. You can just enjoy the atmosphere while you're waiting, and we'll come and find you then when there's someone with the appropriate skills and your turn is up. So there's not a lot of standing around waiting in queues. Sometimes there is a bit of a wait, you know. It's really amazing how many things people want to get fixed, and how many, you know, things are breaking on people these days.
They are not lasting.
And also the repair options are getting fewer and fewer. You know, there are some great repair businesses in the city, and we're not in any way seeking to compete with those. We're seeking to kind of raise the profile of repair and get people thinking in that way about getting stuff repaired rather than just chucking it out.
What time are you there on Saturday, Christine?
So we'll be there from 10 until around about 1:30. We say last orders by 1 o'clock. So sometimes if we're really busy, we need to say we're not going to be able to see your item even earlier than that. So if there's something you're really keen to get fixed, I would advise getting down early, particularly if it's an electrical. About half of the things that come through the doors are electrical items.
Okay. Just finally, could you fix a mobile phone or not, an Apple iPhone?
Well, you see, it all depends what's wrong with it. This is what we always have to say.
Okay. But you'd have a look at it. You'd have a look at it.
Look at it. Have a look at it.
Christine,
if it's a broken screen or something, go on. Yeah. You would need to get that part so that we could help you with that.
All right, Christine. Thank you very much indeed. 10:30 on Saturday, if you want to be at C.S. Lewis Square, the Repair Cafe is popping up again, and maybe you'll get that little bit of whatever you have in your garage fixed for a smile and a couple of quid thrown in the right direction. Right, this is the U105 phone-in. Christine, thank you. Good morning.